so what time do we have? It looks like we're getting close now. About maybe another minute and a half or so before we get started. Amy, I wasn't listening, so I don't know, but I believe that you probably shared with them how they can how they could listen to this call if they were not able to stay on all of this call, or how they could share it with others. Have you gone through that yet?
No, but I can. We definitely believe that in sharing education here at Trium Health Products, and we try to make it as easy as possible to re-access the information that we share on this call. And one way is by calling the replay line starting tomorrow. And that number is area code 212-461-8911. Again, this call will be available on the replay line starting tomorrow, and will run for 1 week. We also will catalog this call on our website. You can go to www.phporder.com, go under education, and click on conference. See all the conference calls that we've done archived there by date and by title of the call. And if we have your email address on file, we'll email you out a web link to replay the call right on your computer, or forward it to a friend, family, or loved one that you think might benefit from the information that we're sharing here tonight. So we try to make it as easy as possible for you to spread this information that really can make a drastic impact in people's lives.
Absolutely. And it really is a great library of information that's been built. Amy and I have been doing these calls for going on a couple of years now, and which means there's probably somewhere between 50 to 100 of these subjects that have been, in fact, archived. So don't be afraid to go and peruse the files. It's under the Education tab on the website, and it's a great place to possibly look for information if you are if you're searching. You know, if you have a subject that isn't necessarily current, then maybe you could look and see if we've archived it. Also, we've got a couple of calls coming up the next couple of weeks that we think you might be interested in. Amy, do you want to remind everybody what we'll be talking about one Wednesday and the second Wednesday after that?
Sure. Well, next Wednesday's call is going to be about pioneers in nutrition. Talking about some legends in nutrition, or pioneers in nutrition, and one of them that we're going to talk about first is Ann Wigmore, who really researched and used wheatgrass at her Hippocrates Clinic to heal people, or to really impact people's lives. And so we're going to, in honor of, I think, is it Women's History Month? Is that what it is?
Correct.
That's why we picked Ann Wigmore. We're going to be talking all about wheatgrass. We're going to be talking about all about green foods and how Ann Wigmore's research really impacted Dave's life personally, and inspired him to start a green foods company, and inspired him to write the Green Foods Forward, the Healing Miracle of Green Foods CD. So next week is going to be all about green foods. And then the week after that, could possibly be one of the most important calls, or most informative calls that we've ever done, and that is how to interact with your healthcare professional, with your MD. Maybe it's through your HMO, maybe you have Kaiser. Your MD, who may or may not have a clue about nutrition and nutritional supplements. And
we've asked to go into moderator mode, Amy.
Okay.
Because there was so much noise, I could barely hear you in the background.
I'm sorry?
That's much better. I could barely hear you in the background. There was so much noise.
Oh, wow. Okay. Is that better?
Much better. Thank you.
Okay. So I was saying, that next week's call will be, or 2 weeks from tonight's call, will be all about how to interact with your healthcare professional who may or may not be on the same page as you are in regards to nutritional supplementation and an alternative approach. So I think it'll be a very, very good call that you'll want to share with anyone that has to go to the doctor.
Exactly, because many people, they're sort of afraid of their doctor. They're not quite sure how to talk to their doctor if they maybe disagree with their doctor, maybe if they're afraid of the, you know, the medications that the doctor says you've got to have it. You know, how do you question that authority? How do you get good answers without offending them and still do the best for yourself? So Amy and I are going to explore that. We're going to show you how we've taught so many people to have great relations with their doctor and to turn their doctor into their ally. And that's something that we want to help you to do as well. So we'll look forward to that call for sure. That having been said, Amy, why don't we jump into tonight's subject matter, which is all about ADD. And this is in honor of Brain Health Awareness Week. And we have studied other aspects of brain. We talked about aging, which affects the brain. We talked about specific diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, which affect the brain. But let's wind the clock back a little bit. Let's get to the younger generation and talk about a brain health condition that I believe is very much misunderstood. And Amy and I are going to shed some light on that subject, we hope, for you tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I would like to officially welcome everyone to tonight's call. We've got Dave Sandoval on the line with us, who is the owner and founder of Purium Health Products. And he just has a wealth of information. He's done a lot of research and helped a lot of children, or a lot of parents and children with this problem. So we're really lucky to have him on the call tonight, or have him and all the information that he brings. So thanks, Dave, for being with us. And yeah, let's jump right into the heart of the matter. We're talking about ADHD or ADD. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or maybe you just hear it called attention deficit disorder. And basically that is a behavioral development disorder, and it affects a lot of people. It affects children and it affects adults. So this isn't just a small segment of the population. And a lot of times people just go, oh, that kid's crazy. Well, maybe he's not just crazy. Maybe he has something going on in his brain. Like I said, it's called a neurobehavioral development disorder, and maybe that's the reason why he or she seems uncontrollable. So we're going to explore that a little bit tonight, and what we can do with nutrition and lifestyle modification to perhaps change that behavior.
Yeah, and what we've tried to do, if we have your email address, is every Monday we've tried to start the week with what we call a Monday Morning Health Minute. And the Monday Morning Health Minute is going to be the first peek into the Wednesday night product education call, or excuse me, consumer education call. And so on this previous Monday, this last Monday, we had a great article that we actually culled from. It was written by Jane Shepherd, and this was published actually in a very well-known journal, and we shared it with you, and it's about this particular subject, and it is completely unbiased. It's just information that you might find if you were to go on the internet and search this subject, but we felt it was one of the most compelling articles on this subject. We looked at several, over a dozen, and we felt that this is the one perhaps was most appropriate. And so we hope that you are receiving the Monday Morning Health Minute. If you're not, please do call us and give us your email address, and we'll make sure that we get you on that list. But attention deficit disorder, hyperactivity, maybe just a precocious child. Throughout history, teachers, parents, and authority figures have always noticed that a certain percentage of the children in their respective populations had different learning patterns than the other kids. And they often realized that, or noticed that these children tended not to fit into the structured regimens within their elementary schools, their homes, etc. And those children often seem distracted, inattentive, or in a dream world of their own, it might be said, in the case of young ladies. But persistent questions, curiosity, and experimentation are typically associated with children that have come to be referred to as having ADD or ADHD, which is the now popular term used to identify this type of behavior. Well, it's our belief at Purion Health Products that the widespread use of pharmaceutical solutions that's pervaded Western society over the last 50 years does a real disservice to these children, as Amy mentioned earlier. And among other things, it stigmatizes. It creates addictive problems within a group that does really not need to be treated so differently. Through our research and through personal experiences, we have found that a strong nutritional approach combined with love and praise and a regimented order oftentimes are more than enough to change the difficult-to-handle children into model students and incredible citizens who go on to achieve really important things. And so it's certainly not an answer, a question whose answer is medication, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So in honor of National Brain Awareness Week, we're continuing to focus on the conditions that are primarily due to imbalances in the brain. Just as our multiple sclerosis battle plan, as our Parkinson's and Alzheimer's battle plans will help people in older years, we hope that we could help people in their younger years with the information that we're going to share tonight. And so that having been said, let's get right into this subject, Amy. Let's explore it and see what we could do about it.
Absolutely. Well, why don't you, you pretty much went over what exactly is attention deficit disorder. We, like we said, it's a neurobehavioral disorder. It seems to occur more commonly in boys. Do you want to expand upon that a little bit?
Well, I, as a child, was called hyperactive. They medicated me or tried to. I refused to take the meds. They just accumulated in the cabinet and because I didn't take them. But the bottom line is I found out later that it was manageable when I started eating better. I found that with understanding the condition that it was very, very treatable. And I've never had medication. And I think that I could say that while I may be a little bit type A, I don't think I'm, an underachiever. So the bottom line is that the treatment doesn't have to be drugs. I'm not saying it should never be drugs because we're not doctors. We are not seeking at this time to offer medical advice. What we do want to do is show you what we've learned after we've culled through literally thousands of pages of information written by doctors, clinics, studies, holistic doctors, naturopaths, nutritionists, dietitians, school teachers. I mean, we basically have done our homework, and after doing our homework, we put together some information we call the Attention Deficit Disorder Battle Plan. And there are certain causes of attention deficit disorder, Amy, according to the authorities. Why don't we delve into that?
Sure. Well, the causes of ADD or ADHD are still like a hot topic for debate or speculation. The verdict hasn't really come in yet exactly on that, but many studies have shown that that children and adults with food allergies and those that consume foods with a lot of chemical additives, maybe a lot of preservatives, toxins, had a higher chance of having ADD or ADHD. And the risk also increases with the following several factors. Do you want me to list those or do you want to go over those, Dave?
Well, I want to emphasize that, the thing that really bothers me is the pervasive use of artificial colorants. Artificial colorants, you realize that science now knows that pigments, the colors in food, especially the reds and the oranges, those are very powerful. They go directly to the brain because they're anti-inflammatory and they help with neurotransmissions. So these fake pigments, in addition to the preservatives, are absolutely, in my opinion, the first suspects that we need to examine that didn't exist before this time in history. But as you know, this has been a problem long before there were those things. It's just the rapid increase and the higher percentage of children being identified as having this problem that's so alarming. So why don't you start out with the
sort of the most common, I guess, cause of, let's see, the thing that's right under our nose.
Well, that would probably be sugar consumption. sugar consumption can, or high sugar consumption can lead to destructive, aggressive, and restless behavior, and has been found to significantly correlate, or those behaviors have been found to significantly correlate with the amount of sugar that is consumed. So we all have experienced that you get this sugar high, and the kids seem to be going crazier. But over a prolonged period, the high sugar consumption can actually lead to causing the ADD, or the attention deficit disorder.
Any time that you keep opening the door to this behavior, it could become a pattern. And the more often times you do. Now, Amy, how many times have you and I even observed at, let's say, a Christmas party or something where the young children, or even at our work parties where we have a cake and ice cream, but mostly with young kids, you see them at things like Halloween, you see them at Easter, you see them at other times on birthday parties when we know there's a high consumption of sugar going on by a group of kids, and all of a sudden this hyperkinetic activity becomes almost, all of a sudden that's when you hear mom saying, "You better sit down right now," you know what I mean?
Exactly. It's like the sugar definitely does something.
We all know it. This isn't a secret, you know what I mean? But yet, what do we really do to control it?
No.
Even though we see it right under our nose, what are we really doing to say, son, you're going to have to stop right now. You get two pieces or you don't get any at all. I found a substitute, which is my favorite, that tastes similarly. But instead of using, let's say, a sugar that will become glucose and your body, then, galactose in your body within minutes, something that might take, 10 minutes or 15 minutes instead of 30 seconds or 2 minutes. And the more you slow down the rise in blood glucose level, then the less chance you are going to have to trigger that ADD activity. And again, when there's something that's repeated, you learn that pattern. The next thing that's very common is ear infections. That's very common among learning disabled children. And part of the learning disability can be the fact that their inner ear has been thrown off. So this is something to look at that's actually a physical problem. It has nothing to do, with necessarily anything other than the immune system of the child, which is tied directly to diet.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, again, talking about diet, nutrient deficiency, poor nutrition may be very harmful, or I'm sure most definitely is very harmful, in the early developmental stages of life. And the most common nutrient lacking in American children is iron, and it is definitely associated with decreased attentiveness.
Now, let's talk about that for a minute. If you have decreased iron, you have decreased effectiveness of hemoglobin. Amy and I are always talking about the study that showed that borderline anemia is pervasive in our society. Borderline anemia is undetected anemia. That means your body is low in iron. Iron is the center element of hemoglobin. Hemoglobin is red blood cells. Red blood cells, when there is a lack of them, we refer to that as anemia. So borderline anemia is medically undetectable anemia, anemia that is not yet so bad that the test could say that you are anemic, but bad enough to where you have a gross deficiency or inefficiency of delivery trucks. That's what red blood cells are, delivery trucks. They deliver oxygen and they deliver nutrients. Who do they deliver the oxygen and the nutrients to? The cells and to white blood cells, especially. White blood cells are the immune system cells. Immune system cells, white blood cells, rely upon red blood cells for oxygen, which is their fuel, and for antioxidants, nutrients that are their weapons. You see, we know that white blood cells are soldiers. What we didn't know is that they need oxygen to drive their tanks, and they need weapons to fight. Those are delivered to them by the supply master, which is red blood cells. So, that having been said, Amy just mentioned that the nutrient deficiencies like iron are associated with decreased attentiveness. This is tied to the immune system, but it's also tied to oxygen. What does the brain run on? Oxygen. So if you have a deficiency of red blood cells caused by a deficiency of iron, you will have a deficiency of oxygen in the blood. That's why we need to change that. So we fuel the brain with oxygen.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, another problem shown to be a cause of ADD is heavy metals. And studies have shown a strong correlation between childhood learning disabilities and the body's storage of heavy metals, particularly the toxic heavy metal lead. So if your child or you have been exposed to lead and other heavy metals in your environment, or perhaps in the water that you're drinking or the food that you're eating, that has a much higher increase or a higher rate or causes a higher rate of developing ADD.
Absolutely. And, you know, oftentimes the combination of heavy metals and preservatives could be very, very toxic. They haven't figured out why yet, but it's coming under heavy scrutiny, obviously, with the autistic children, and the question as to whether that could be linked to, you know, to different types of, of the inoculations, or help me here.
Oh, the immunizations.
Immunizations. I knew that I was. And, and what was really fascinating is that, that the preservative in the environment with the heavy metal combined, and so that's something that they're looking into. I can't say it's conclusive, but it's definitely something you need to be aware of. And the last thing we want to talk about is that sometimes you could look and see if there's a history of ADD in the family. Now, you know what's hilarious, Amy, and it's not funny really, but you know what is sort of unique about our scientific community?
What's that?
Is that they will call something hereditary.
Can I explain it?
Is religious hereditary? Is religion hereditary?
No.
Well, but no, but your mom had it.
Right.
And her mom had the same one.
That's
is
true.
That hereditary? No, that's called socialization, religious socialization. If you were raised, in an Orthodox family, there's a good chance that you're going to be Orthodox and your children will be as well. And or whether it be a Muslim or whichever, there's a good chance that if that's the way you were raised, you very much want your child to be raised in that way. And so that having been said, the way you eat is passed down as well. If you learn to eat from your grandma and your mother, and you will feed your children the way that they ate, then the disease is pervasive to those particular nutrition deficiencies or dietary deficiencies are also going to be hereditary. So let's examine hereditary. It doesn't always mean in the genes.
Absolutely.
It could mean in the social living area. You know, you live in the same area, or you eat the same food, or you practice the same habits of drinking, smoking, or stress.
And in a way, this hereditariness or whatever is a little bit of a cop-out, because it's removing the responsibility. Does that make sense at all? Of changing, exactly, of doing better. Say, oh, it's just hereditary, I can't do anything about it. Well, that's wrong. That's
absolutely wrong. And I would never encourage a woman to have a preemptive mastectomy, because you can, through diet, control your history, so or your not your history, but your future. So, Amy, you put together a couple of facts that I think we should share with people. Why don't you run through those real quick?
Sure. Well, ADD is estimated to affect 5 to 10% of our school children. And also, over 2 million American school-age boys take the drug methylphenidate, which is commonly known as Ritalin, for ADD. So basically, we're over-medicating.
Wow.
2 million children in our school systems today are on drugs, and Ritalin is a very powerful drug. It's not just something to take lightly. It's a very powerful drug.
Well, I always like to, if parents are listening right now and they're saying, you know, Amy, you know, Dave, I want to know how do I know if my child might fall into this category? So let me take a moment. I want to run down some signs and symptoms, and Amy, maybe you could give me a hand. Let's run down some signs and symptoms that people should look for, and I'd like to start with that squirming, fidgeting, the inability to remain still, or the inability to hold their mouth. They always got to interject. They can't. They don't have the discipline to just wait till someone's done talking or to wait till it's the appropriate time, even though they really do know right from wrong. There could be some perceptual motor impairments, for example, the inability to be coordinated, I guess. They might be a little bit uncoordinated. Emotional instability, they tend to, be in highs and lows. They have a hard time finding that emotional equilibrium, and not always, but you could find that, they will go into those times of emotional instability. There is basically what's called a general coordination deficit. That means that you might have, the impaired speech or the inability to, let's say, learn a foreign language or even to develop strong language skills within your primary language would also be. And there's a couple more things I believe I might be leaving out. Amy, could you help me round that out?
Well, impulsiveness, just like acting really quickly before thinking.
Not a lot of forethought.
Exactly. Like you talked about, I think you mentioned learning difficulties, having problems in school, lower general intelligence scores. Again, you talked about the speech and impairment. Also,
now, do you believe that the children are really lower intelligence or just are not geared to take the standardized tests that they're given?
Well, and that's another thing, that just the evidence is really inconclusive. It's hard to measure that because the tests are what the measurement is based on. But if you can't focus on the test, you're obviously not going to do well on the test. So how can that be an accurate gauge of what's going on?
Well, you know what's amazing is Amy and I are a great sort of living example because Amy was a straight-A student. She always scored very high, and I'm bragging on you, but very high in all of those tests that gauge intelligence and such things. And she'll tell you, not as smart as my brother, but, it runs in the family, I guess. But the bottom line is that, Amy is an example that the tests are accurate. I mean, they said she was brilliant, and she is. I don't think I'm brilliant, but the test said that I was an idiot, as far as their way of testing. And
their
finally, when they changed
of the testing, yeah.
When they gave me a different type of testing, they said, oh my goodness, he's actually, talented. But it just, we couldn't recognize it through the other ways that we were testing him. So I believe that really ADD kids, they really have to have a unique approach to learning sometimes. But the truth is, I think that if I had practiced what I knew then, what I know now, I might have been more like you, Amy. I might have been that straight-A student. I might have been that model, that model student that got all of the awards, because clearly it wasn't a matter of not being able to learn. I just wasn't, able to focus as much as the other kids in the environment that I was in.
And also another sign and symptom is disorders of memory and thinking and or difficulty following instructions or listening. And so that is also going back to the standardized testing or tests, that if you don't follow the instructions, if you don't read or listen to the instructions carefully, you're not going to succeed. And that's what happens with a lot of these children. They get left behind. In school, they're failing school. They're as they get a little bit older, they become disenchanted with school, and then they drop out, and which that causes all types of problems later in life. So this is something that is very serious. It's not just about the child that's 3 or 4 driving the parent crazy. This is about having productive adults, having your children grow up to be productive adults. Or if you are a child, or if you are a young adult or an adult with this problem, taking control of it and really changing and turning around your life. But difficulty following instructions and difficulty listening, and in today's society, at any job, you have to listen, you have to follow instructions, or you're not going to be very successful at that job. So, again, it's not just about school-age children. It's about getting out as adults into the workforce and being able to be successful.
So what were you saying again? No, I'm teasing. the bottom line is that that we do have this is pervasive in society. It's not just in children; it is in adults. And but the same treatments that we're offering are certainly available, you know, and effective for all age groups. I don't mean to mention that it's only children by any means. So here's what I'd like people to do in order to begin to maybe make a change in their life, sort of the dietary preventative approach. And first of all, let's do as Amy said. Let's eliminate all the refined sugars from the diet. Let's take the common food allergens. I'm talking about wheat and soy and milk, for sure. Get those out of the diet and see if that doesn't make a huge difference in your life. If you could limit the consumption of processed foods and food additives as much as possible, again, as we stated, those anything with an artificial food coloring, anything with a preservative, and anything with the excessive sweeteners that we find so often in foods, we call it stacking because they will put six different types of sugar so that they don't have to put sugar as the first ingredient. They're sort of as the second, the fifth, the seventh, the ninth, and the 11th ingredient. So there's a couple other recommendations, definitely, to provide a diet composed from whole, unprocessed foods, organically grown foods. To save money, don't eat out. I mean, if you say that's expensive, well, save your money from the other places that you spend a lot of money and put it into the quality of your food because that's the quality of your life. Don't you think, Amy?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, if you prepare your food at home, you know what's going in to your food. You know, if especially if you're buying organic or if there's preservatives or things like that. So you're in much more control if you're preparing your food at home.
But it's not just about what you're putting in. It's also what you might need to take out of your body. Why don't you tell them a couple of our recommendations to detox?
Well, we suggest that you, you know, you chelate the heavy metals out of your body, and yeah, that you put yourself and even your children, and of course your children, on a detoxification. And we'll talk about some of the nutritional supplements in just a moment that will help with that detoxification. But also,
yeah, and in your everyday diet, you know, try to add onions and garlic to everything that you eat. Have some eggs; those have very high sulfur content. Those are going to help your body to detox, in addition to some of the nutritional supplements that Amy is going to help us to review as well. And also water-soluble things, you know, try to have a little more oat bran and apples and, you know, things that have, you know, those good fibers, soluble fibers. They'll also help to eliminate toxins just on an everyday basis. You know, in the foods that you eat, you could choose things that will help you to detoxify your body. But we're always asked, you know, what nutritional supplements might help. And so we put together a list. I think it looks like about 6 or 7 different nutritional supplements. For example, if I say green foods, and I consider that one, because if you count each of the green foods that we say could be good, it seems like a much longer list. But that having been said, you know, we are going to recommend a combination of whole organic juices, green foods, nutrients. We're going to go down and show you how each of these could help in your diet. So, Amy, would you mind taking over? I'm going to go seek out a little cup of water and take a sip. Would you tell them what nutritional supplements that we strongly recommend? That, and again, I want to note that when I was doing radio in New York City, one of my favorite testimonials came after a mother called, and she asked, you know, what could we do, me and my husband, to help our child? And I said, well, you know, we recommend, you know, that you try the following things, the same things we're going to tell you and we have been telling you tonight. Well, she called back the show a while later, and she mentioned that the teacher was very happy and thanked her for putting her child on Ritalin. And I was really, really bummed, you know, and I said, oh, I'm sorry. I said, I guess you and your husband decided that the nutritional route wasn't effective. And she said, no. She goes, that's the great part. We never put my child on Ritalin. We just followed your advice. But his grades have risen. He's a model student. He's great at home, getting along with his sister, and we all laugh. And so she just called to say thanks, you know, for the show and for the battle plan and for the advice that she got when she called in earlier. And that's the advice that Amy and I have been trying to get into people's hands for quite some time. So, Amy, that having been said, why don't you tell them what it is she tried and if it's so effective?
Sure. Well, the cornerstone of really any nutritional regimen that we recommend is a green food, and it's no different for children. We recommend that you incorporate either the organic barley green juice or the organic kamut blend or perhaps spirulina into yourself or your child's diet as the foundation for nutritional support. These products or these foods have naturally occurring vitamins and minerals, and they're very easy for your body to assimilate and break down to utilize those nutrients that are naturally occurring. Because, again, you're trying to eliminate synthetic elements in your body, and so why would you want to put a synthetic vitamin, like a Flintstones vitamin or something like that already has artificial colors and sugars in it. When you're trying to eliminate these things, why would you want to give a multivitamin that introduces those things into your diet? So the organic barley green, the organic kamut blend, or spirulina is a great choice to get all those nutrients, but from a very, very natural and easy to assimilate form.
And also, I want to note that as Amy goes down each of these, I'm going to make a comment about how bioavailable they are. See, these foods are practically pre-digested. When you take them into your body in the form that we give them to you, they are rapidly assimilated and utilized by the system. That means that they go front and center to the cells that need them. And so if you ever dissolve our barley green juice or our kamut blend, you'll see they are beautifully, beautifully reconstructed juices. And the spirulina has been proven scientifically that its cell wall, which is made of glycogen, breaks down in gastric juices and immediately makes the nutrients trapped within that microalgae bioavailable to our system. So why don't you tell us what else we might recommend?
Also, the C from Nature, which is a natural form of vitamin C. And should a child found to have heavy metal toxicity, vitamin C is particularly helpful to help combat heavy metal poisoning. So we recommend that vitamin C is vital to a healthy body, but you don't want to take ascorbic acid. Again, if you go to, unfortunately, a lot of health food stores, if you go to the drugstore like a CVC pharmacy, go to the vitamin section, most of the vitamin C, especially the children chewable vitamin C, is again going to have sugar. It's going to have artificial colors and preservatives in it. And why, again, would you want to introduce these things into your child's diet when you're trying to eliminate them? You think?
And it's acid forming, and we're looking to alkalize them. As Amy is going down the list here, she is building what is the ultimate whole food multivitamin. It starts with the carotenoid complex, beta-carotene, alpha-carotene, zeaxanthin, lutein, all of these things are in the spirulina. Then if you add the C from nature, which is nature's highest source of vitamin C, you now have two of the building blocks for a powerful natural multivitamin. And remember, ascorbic acid is not vitamin C. We never give you ascorbic acid. We only give you pure whole food vitamin C. Detoxification is something that Amy mentioned as being very important. So another green food you may want to add that I highly recommend you add is chlorella. So what I would say is start with chlorella as your green food. Add some barley green juice or some kamut grass to increase the detox and the nutritional regimen. But the chlorella and the spirulina are both very good. Perhaps you could use the chlorella at the beginning to help with the detox and then go on to the spirulina, which may be slightly more nutritionally dense. But when we look for B vitamins, in addition, and the E type of vitamins, what we call tocotrienols or trienols, we have a very unique whole food source that helps you to accomplish that as well, don't we?
Absolutely, and that would be the Rice Bran Solubles, which is one of my favorite products, second to the green foods like the barley green or the kamut, because they contain B-complex vitamins, which Dave was just mentioning, which are so important, such important nutrients to combat heavy metal poisoning, which we've been talking about. It also contains naturally occurring vitamin E and tocotrienols, like you mentioned, which are super potent antioxidants. Also, the Rice Bran Solubles is very good at balancing out blood glucose levels. So if you have had some sugar, if your child has had some sugar and they're acting a little bit crazy or a little bit out of control, the Rice Bran Solubles helps balance out that blood sugar level to get them sort of back in check, if you will.
That's, you know, and now what you've done is you've tied a nice little, you know, bow around this whole natural multivitamin, because you've got, you know, all of your antioxidants from the E family, the B family, the C family, the carotenoid family. You've really got all of your bases covered right there. But there's also studies that show that the main things your brain needs is a steady supply of glucose, which is why a little sugar is good, but a lot is bad. A steady supply of oxygen, which is why the anemia thing comes into play so much. The proper minerals, which is why we are offering foods that are so rich in minerals, the green foods, for example, which are so rich in minerals, but also a deficiency of protein. Now, we know when you take the spirulina and the corella, they have some wonderful protein that's highly bioavailable, but none is more available, none is available faster, and none has more scientific research than our favorite protein, I know for sure, called the master amino. This is the most easily assimilable protein, again, pre-digested protein, non-soy, pure vegetable protein, without binders, fillers, or excipients. And if you just take one tablet for every 25 pounds of body weight per day, that's two to, let's say, four tablets for a young child, one to four tablets, you can make a significant difference in their life, especially in the morning, just before school. And so this is the perfect protein that really feeds the brain. Now, again, your brain needs fat, it needs oxygen, it needs minerals, it needs sugar, and it needs protein. Those are the five things that fuel the brain. If you have poor quality fats, they clog up the brain. If you have no minerals, the messages can't be sent. If you don't have oxygen, then the brain literally starves. It cannot function. And so, again, the protein is important, and a steady supply of glucose. With the things that we're recommending, we are addressing every physiological need of the brain, but not from a poisonous substance, you know, not a very low quality substance, but from the highest quality nutritive substances. So the master amino acids is phenomenal. Now, when we're talking about controlling a steady supply of glucose to the brain, we've got an amazing product that was actually used like by gladiators and stuff. It's just, I know it's one of your favorite products too.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the activated barley. When you're talking about the highest quality of a nutrient source, we call this the highest quality slow-burning carbohydrate, and this is activated barley, which is a pre-sprouted organic barley seed, and it provides slow-burning carbohydrates for sustained energy and balancing out blood glucose levels. So again, this in conjunction with the Rice Bran Solubles is going to be, and the green food, is going to be amazing at keeping that blood glucose level stable, which is very important to being able to focus and attention span. The activated barley also contains soluble fibers that help and promote in the detoxification process, which we talked about earlier as well.
Great. Now, this slow-burning carbohydrate is so important. Imagine if you could give your child a nice big bowl of, like, oatmeal every morning without any sugar added necessarily, a nice big bowl of oatmeal every morning. You know he's going to have that slow-burning, healthy, carbohydrate that's so very, very important to the body. So that's great. Now, they've also shown that constipation and poor elimination could be a problem. So I recommend the Daily Fiber Blend. It contains both soluble and non-soluble fibers. It promotes the elimination and detoxification. So as you can see, what we've done here is we've recommended certain things that are for nutrition. They're going to feed the brain. That's the nutrients in the spirulina, the nutrients in the sea from nature, the nutrients in the rice bran solubles, the nutrients in the master amino acid complex. Those things are all going to feed the brain. Then we've given you things that are going to help stabilize the blood glucose, like the organic Kamut blend and the activated barley, the rice bran solubles. Those are going to be very important at helping to stabilize blood glucose. So again, detoxification, daily fiber blend, and the chlorella are going to help with the detoxification, the elimination of toxins. And this is an excellent lineup. But I want to tell you that there's alternatives. If you want to detox heavy metals, you could use our fulvic zeolite.
Exactly.
Instead of the chlorella. You know what I mean? If you want to, have a morning drink, have the power shake. It has the rice bran, the activated barley, the spirulina, the green Kamut, already all blended in there, you know. So
well,
there's
the
alternatives. And rice bran solubles. It doesn't have to be exactly this, but you need to accomplish what we're telling you. You need to detoxify. You need to nourish. And this is, there's no exception to that. And last but not least, Amy, if you would allow me, I think Revivitol can be
Absolutely. Phenomenal
for helping to increase the rate of neurotransmissions and neuroreceptions. And although it isn't necessarily on our top list, I think that it could be very helpful as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we talked about nutritional supplementation. We talked about some lifestyle and diet modifications, or dietary modifications. Why don't you talk about some other recommendations that we have listed here?
Sort of parental guidance recommendations almost, and not to say that we know how to parent any better than anybody. These are things that we just want you to know. If you screen your children for heavy metals, you could use a hair mineral analysis. That is a great way to just, you know, find out. Take a hair sample. It's very non-invasive. The hair analysis will illustrate long-term burden. So you'll be able to find out, you know, has your child been suffering from this for a while? And that'll let you know how important the heavy metal detox is. Don't just take our word for it. Provide a structured environment for your child at home. That means have clearly set defined behavior limits. And when you do that, you'll see how often your child steps out of those limits. You see what I mean? As long as you use really clearly defined and well-accepted parenting techniques, you could choose your own, you know, whatever they are. But once you've set them in place and demand that they be followed, find out how often your child is unable to do that. Right, Amy?
Absolutely, definitely.
And what are some other things that parents should do?
Well, professional counseling for parents of an ADD child might be helpful. Behavior or cognitive therapy is for the ADD. The person with ADD may help alter undesired behaviors by instilling in the child self-monitoring, self-recording techniques so they can monitor themselves basically throughout the day. They can kind of keep track on their own how many times their mind is wandering, and a professional counselor can help with that. Also, for parents, staying in close contact with the child's teacher is very important to see how they're doing while they're away from home and while they're in the learning environment, and perhaps you can arrange for extra lessons or tutoring if needed or necessary if they're just not able to focus exactly on what the teacher's saying when it's a large group of students and they need more one-on-one guidance.
And I guess the obvious thing is just to make sure that you don't forget that Amy and I strongly recommend eliminating wheat, dairy, and sugars whenever possible. In fact, if you could eliminate them for like 3 weeks and monitor the behavior, introduce them again and see what happens, it's going to absolutely floor you. Because you're going to see those behavior patterns return almost instantly, and you will no longer need to be convinced.
Absolutely. Definitely, definitely. So, and like Dave said, we've had testimonial after testimonial of parents, or from parents of children with ADD or ADHD that says, wow, this is like daylight.
Night and day.
Yes, exactly. 180 degrees different with just some simple additions in the form of these easy-to-use supplements. And simple lifestyle modifications like cutting out the white sugar, the white flour, and the toxins from the diet.
The one woman told me it was like waving a magic wand, and I said, "Well, are you telling me it was that easy?" She goes, "Easy, no. Worth it, absolutely."
Wow. Well, that's very, very encouraging to hear.
Let's say that someone's listening right now, and they go, "You know, you've given me a lot of choices there. Could I just take notes and you tell me exactly what to do? What do I do in the morning? What do I do?" Could we give them some of that more, like, pin it down type stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, we suggest to make it as easy as possible. You don't have to take all these things separately because you don't have time to do all this separately to get while you're getting your child ready to go to school. So we suggest mixing a tablespoon of your green food choice, which is the barley, the kamut, or perhaps a spirulina, with a tablespoon of activated barley and a tablespoon of rice bran solubles, or you can just substitute the power shake if you'd like with that.
I like that in almond milk too myself.
Mm-hmm. It's very good, very, very good in almond milk. Or I put that in water, although it's a little bit more hardcore, but almond milk is great. And you take that first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, and then again mid-afternoon. So as soon as they like get home from school, instead of having a sugary snack or an artificial preservative snack, have another shake with the green food, with the activated barley and the rice bran solubles. And again, like Dave said, it could be mixed with almond milk, or you could put it in water. Or if they're balking at the taste, you could try it in apple juice as well.
I see what we're doing is we're saying start the morning right.
Yes.
It's all about feeding that brain first thing in the morning.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the activated barley, because it's such a slow burning carbohydrate, is really going to stick with them through the lunch hour. Exactly. Exactly. So we also recommend the C from Nature, and we say take 3 capsules of C from Nature with the morning and the afternoon green drink to really get that vitamin C, that naturally occurring vitamin C in the body and circulating in the blood.
Excellent. And, you know, I'm a big believer in the next recommendation. I want you to have your child take one Master Amino Complex tablet for every 25 pounds of body weight, again, first thing in the morning. And this is your breakfast. I know it sounds crazy, but if you could get them that green drink, three of those vitamin C tablets, and if they're, let's say they're 75 pounds, 3 Master Amino tablets, you are going to be absolutely blown away the way that so many people have. And I can't make guarantees, but I can tell you this. I put my reputation behind the fact that this is very sound advice. It's advice that's worked for so many people. And it's advice that I strongly recommend that you consider, reviewing and following, because there's not one day that should go by without you getting the very best from your child. I know at times it was really hard for my parents to love me, man, because I was just, I was out of control many times. But the truth of the matter is, I never failed to achieve, never failed to rise up in the proper environment. And if we give your child the proper environment and they do rise up and they do learn and they do achieve, you can't always put a round, peg into
a square peg into a round hole.
Yeah. But what you can do is you could make sure that your child has every advantage and every ability. I would have really loved, Amy, to have had the chance to be the academic success that you were versus always struggling to remember what the instructions were. I forgot my homework at home. You would have never done that, I mean, an ADD kid will do the homework the night before and forget it at home and not get credit for it.
Exactly. So, give your children, give your young adults, your teenagers and young adults, or if you're an adult, give yourself a better chance. And it's easy to do. Incorporate some of these things in your diet. Eliminate a few things. It's not that hard to cut out white sugar and white flour and read labels and don't buy things with food coloring in them. You know, get the natural variety whenever you can, and you'll see a big, big difference in your child's or your own life.
We really appreciate that, Amy. That's really good advice. And I'll tell you, I want to say one more thing, and then we're going to take a couple of quick questions, and that's that Amy and I, both are very much in favor of you communicating with your doctor and asking whether the pharmaceutical medications that are being recommended for yourself and your children are absolutely necessary. We believe in empowering you to ask the questions that will enable your doctor to become your ally in best serving you and your family. And we want you to only use the pharmaceutical drugs as a last resort once all means of correcting nutritional deficiencies have been exhausted, and to go to that last resort before having exhausted the requisite alternative chances to avoid those drugs is for us not acceptable to us. And so because it wasn't acceptable to us, we knew that there might be like-minded people who are looking for alternatives. We do not profess to be doctors. We do not profess to offer medical advice. What we do is we do some research and we share with you what we've learned, what we've seen happen in the lives of others. And so we hope that you'll take this advice with the, you know, with the love that it's being offered by Amy and I, that you will, again, always consult with your physician. Ask them, hey, I learned a little bit about nutrition, and we're going to talk all about that in just 2 weeks, how to talk to your doctor about nutrition. And I tell you, we can turn the medical doctors into our allies many times once we show them how self-responsibility and self-respect and a natural approach, effective that is. You better believe that doctors aren't evil. They want to help folks. They just need to be maybe retrained a little bit by folks like you and I. So, Amy, brilliant call tonight. Really appreciate all of your input and for being here. We have missed you. So why don't you open up the phone lines, or wait, you've got some announcements to make. Wrap this thing up. I want to thank everybody who's joined us tonight. We've got a pretty decent-sized crowd tonight, so there's a lot of ears out there. Amy, again, I know that you'd like to thank them as well. And then why don't you, as I said, give our final announcements and let folks ask some questions. But we don't have much time left, I know.
No. But sure, yeah, I definitely want to give the replay line again and remind you to share this with anyone that you might know that this information might benefit. And that replay line number is 212-461-8911, and this call will be available starting tomorrow and will run for one full week on that number. Also, you can always check out our archived calls on the website at www.phporder.com and click on the education tab and then go to conference calls, and you'll see a whole list of conference calls arranged by date and title there for you. And if we have your email address on file, we'll email you out a web link so you can just forward it to anyone that you have their email that you think might benefit from this call. So we highly encourage you to share the information that we've shared with you.
In fact, I don't think that, quite honestly, I think that Amy and I are very much hoping and encouraging you to share this information if you believe that it's valid. Without doing that, then our time spent here tonight would, to a certain extent, have been in vain. So please do, if you believe the information is valid, please get it out into the hands of those who could use it. And if you do that, I know that we would both greatly appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, Dave, I apologize, but I am going to have to run. But I will open the phone up for questions, and I know you have time to take maybe just one or two questions because it is already 7 o'clock.
No worries. Well, I know that the recording will end now, but we'll put the questions on the FACT, the frequently asked questions. So we'll try to document that. And Amy, thanks again. Great job tonight. Appreciate having you here, and we will look forward to next week when we focus on the issue of?
It's Pioneers in Health, and in honor of Women's History Month, we're going to focus on Ann Wigmore and her research and her uses of wheatgrass juice, and so we're going to focus all about green food.
Excellent. Thank you once again, and have a great evening.
Awesome. Thank you. Let me open up the phone, and then I look forward to speaking with everybody next week.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. There you go. That should be open now.
Now, if you have, I assume that most of our listeners have hit star 6 to mute out their background noise. So now if you'd like to ask a question, please unmute yourself by hitting star 6 once again. And if you're not able to stick around with us, I also want to say thank you for having joined us tonight. It's been a pleasure being with you all. Any questions out there?
Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. You mentioned something to be used instead of the spirulina. I did not hear the name of that product.
Chlorella.
Yes, I think it was something else other than...
Oh, you mean something to be used instead of the chlorella, which is the fulvic zeolite.
Could you... I'm not aware of that. Could you spell that?
Yes, it's Z-E-O L-I-T-E.
Oh, zeolite.
Yeah, zeolite.
Okay.
And
thank
that's a
you.
Phenomenal new product, one of our best sellers.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. Thank you.
No worries. Do we have any other questions out there this evening?
No, not really, because I have two little grandchildren, and I've really been giving them the best, so I don't really have that problem.
Excellent. Does anyone
ADD.
Else have any questions then?
No, thank you.
Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in this evening to the Purium Health Products Consumer Education Call, and we'll look forward to hearing you from you again next week, and thank you again, and God bless. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.